Hello and welcome back to Ola the podcast with myself Lorna and herself Audrey up in Dublin there. How are you?
Hello, hello. All good. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. We are back with the first podcast of the year. And to be honest, Christmas is all done and dusted now. People are starting to take down their Christmas trees. Personally, I still have mine up, but I know a lot of people think it's very unlucky to have your Christmas tree and your decorations up after the sixth, I think.
Well, I don't know if it's unlucky to have them up after the six. I think it was actually said that it was unlucky to take them down before the six. So I think you're all right. I think you're
So I've
fine.
got I'm just gonna leave them up until Patrick's Day, like scrunch, whatever, like. But I will say, did you enjoy Christmas? Yeah, did you enjoy it?
Oh, it was great. Yeah, he's just a brilliant age. We went to three pantos over the course. We'd never been to a panto before. We went the week of Christmas and he loved it. And I can see why, because there's no restrictions on the kids. Like they can jump around in the seats, they can shout, they can dance. So then we went to see two more. So I'm now a panto addict. I love them now. Like,
Stop.
so we
And
did
of
pantos.
course, you entered competitions and won again
Of course,
online.
yeah.
I
But look,
noticed
come here.
that.
If you're not in, you can't
You're
win.
so
So,
jammy though. Absolutely. Every
but
competition
it's
you enter,
always
like.
if you somebody go, I never win anything, and you go, do you enter anything? No. Well, there's the thing. If you don't enter, you can't win. You
That's
can't be
true.
getting annoyed at me when I win because I
That's
enter.
true.
But pantos was deadly. We went to the zoo actually. We've annual pass for the zoo, and it was deadly because we never went to wildlife, but obviously all the beautiful stuff is there and it's actually gorgeous during the day. So we actually had a lovely kind of just camp family Christmas. It was really nice. How did you get on?
Good as well. Now, I thought it was this year, I thought it was like that, a lovely, calm Christmas. And I don't know if it because we went off to Portugal, remember, just before Christmas. We
Yes.
decided to go off from the 13th to the 18th. And I know I had a few people asking, but I will say I would highly recommend it. Obviously, it's completely off season now, and the weather was about like 17 degrees. You'd still need a jumper and all, but it was grand, it was lovely, but it was so nice to get away just before Christmas. And it's something normally I would never do, like, because you're working straight up to Christmas, you're in the hype of buying all your shopping, and like there's an awful lot of pressure as well with Christmas. But this year I just said, you know what, feck it. And we got a great deal. So we stayed in Albufeira in the Alfaguara Apart Hotel. Because
Okay.
it's a really, really good place if you're going with kids, because they've like a little mini water park in there. They've the playground, kids club. They have a kids club, obviously, was closed like when we were there. But we hired a car over there. It was like €120, whereas
Bargain.
transfers for the day was €70. So it worked out fairly cheap, like. But I came back there after it. I came back on the 18th of December, and I was so chilled out. I was like, do you know what now?
Yeah.
Once Charlie is sorted, we're not bothering doing big presents for each other or anything like that. Do you know, we're just having a nice chill Christmas once there's nice food in the house. Charlie sorted. That's the main thing. And I think my attitude towards Christmas has changed a bit now, where I'm kinder and a
Yeah.
bit, I'm not getting into the rat race of it anymore, because I think it's madness. The amount of people that get into debt and everything over Christmas, it's unbelievable. And then just when you think, oh, great, Christmas Day, St. Stephen's Day, there's sales on. There's people
Yeah.
gone bonkers. The shopping centres were manic, like the
No,
just after
I
Stephen's Day.
hate that the shopping centre is actually open on Stephen's Day. Like, I don't like that. Now, I did get caught. I always work right up till Christmas. It's just in the airport. I'm there. There's stuff going on right up to Christmas Eve. So I was knackered. And even Christmas Day was nice. We just had a pajama day. I think we mentioned that before. We just chilled out in my mum's pajamas all day, playing with the toys, eating food. It was lovely. But I think it was about 3 days after Christmas was the first day in about, I don't know, weeks that I didn't feel wrecked. And I remember waking up going, there's something weird. What is it? Oh, I know, you're not a physical wreck. I think it actually took me Christmas Day, Stephen's Day, and another day before, like, my body, my shoulders, I
Just
wasn't
relaxed.
exhausted, like, because I am flat out always right up until Christmas. Even there's 3 days before Christmas where I'm in work at 5 a.m. for whether it's radio stations or TV stations or whatever, like, and so you don't get back to sleep because you have yourself up to 90 with everything else that needs to be done. So I'd say for me, it was probably about the 28th, 29th before I actually was able to take a breath. And then, yeah, we just didn't do anything really. Well, I say we didn't do anything. We still managed three pantos. We still managed to go to the zoo, but it was all like very casual, very, I don't know, it was just nice. Yeah, it
Relaxed,
was
wasn't
lovely.
it? There was no, yeah, I did, there was something different about this year for some reason. It was a nice Christmas, nice quiet Christmas. Actually, that's what we need. I don't know whether I'm getting older or what, but that's what we need. But anyway, Christmas is done now. We're into the new year. And just to touch on, actually, so this year, This year, we have something very exciting coming up. Myself and Audrey, if you don't mind, now we're doing a live podcast show. And we're very nervous, but we're very excited as well about it.
Yes.
So it's on the 10th of March, and it's in Sea Church in Ballycotton in Cork. Tickets are €20.
Bargain, by the way, bargain basement prices.
Yeah, so we would love to see you there if you want to come down. And we were thinking as well, because January, you know, it can be a tough month, you know, after Christmas. You're broke.
People are broke ass broke, or they're on detoxing, or they're whatever the hell
it's miserable, right? So we're thinking we might do a giveaway. So we're going to do a giveaway for 4 tickets to come and see us. And we'll put the details up on the All of the Podcast Instagram page there in the next year or two. So should come down and see us, lads, because don't leave us hanging, like, because we'd be scarlet.
Well, see, now today is Blue Monday. So today is apparently the most depressing Monday of the year. Yeah. Now, most people find Mondays a little bit depressing. But no, today,
I didn't know that until you told me Blue Monday. So just tell people about this Blue Monday.
So Blue Monday. So Christmas is, as you said, well and truly over. New Year's, all the celebrations, the seeing family, all that kind of stuff. Family that came over to visit in Ireland, they've gone back home to wherever they were on their airplanes. People are sad. They might not get paid till the end of the month, so they're broke. All the kids are back in school. People are back into work. The AL is over. And it's a long L month, particularly. It's a long month, actually, anyway. And a lot of people sometimes get paid early before Christmas. So really, like, they could have 6 weeks before paydays. So apparently now, today being Monday, is the most depressing Monday. It's a good day for travel agents, because it's actually the day that a lot of people will try and book something to look forward to, and something to cheer themselves up. So we reckon, like, the best thing we could do for you to cheer you up is give you a chance to win, to have, like, a girls' afternoon with us in Sea Church on the 10th of March. We want to cheer you up. But yeah, today is a tough day for an awful lot of people. Like, the all that kind of sparkle and fizzle and all the sequence has been packed away for another year. And
it's a calm down, isn't it, in January? And I think as well, listen, I don't know, is it just women in particular? But we always then have the diet culture. We always have the guilt after Christmas. We're like, oh my God, I'm after piling on the weight. Oh my God, I'm after this. And if you go onto Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, you are hounded with diet plans. This. I'm not joking. The messages I got, right? And there was one now from I'm not going to say who it was, right, but from a well-known person that sent me a message, and they were like, hey, we think you'd be a great fit to be a brand ambassador. And when I got it first, I was like, oh. And then afterwards, I was like, oh. That's a bit rude. Like, she's basically saying, hey, Tubby, you want me to help you? That's a bit rude. Like, but the amount of messages I'm getting, and they're pure, some are real messages, but some are pure
spam. Some are spam. Like, I get the spam yesterday ones. Yeah.
The one telling me that I was an athlete. Like, I mean, the laugh I got at that, in all fairness, like, I was like, Mir, you're obviously not watching my page at all. And she had no followers. No one was following her page. But I'm totally legit, like. Totally
I always think it's funny. I get the ones that are like, we are embarking on a 6-week boot camp. I mean, you just say the words boot camp and I'm gone. Like, I don't want to hear anything else that you're going to say. You've said boot camp, my brain conjures up this image of, like, military people shouting at me. I'm like, nope, gone. I'm out. No, thank you. Anything to do with, like, that, like, I just delete them. I block delete. I'm not interested in any of it. Now, I'm doing, because I spoke about it on my page, and I always feel the need to, I should be a bloody ambassador, but I'm not. I'm not a Body Slims ambassador in any way affiliated, but I am starting Body Slims next week. Is it next week or the week after? Wednesday week is when I start. But that was good for me, because I don't feel any guilt. I enjoyed Christmas. I enjoyed it because I was like, whatever, it's grand. I'm going to be doing Body Slims from the 17th. I love making things future Audrey's problem. But I'm very confident about the plan. So I kind of went, enjoy your Christmas. This thing works. You're going to be grand. You're going to start it on the 17th. You know it works. You've done it before. So I really did just enjoy my Christmas and didn't worry about it at all.
When you've done it before, you kind of know what you're doing. Like, same with me with calorie counting. I'm doing it since May. And what I'm thinking now, right, is, like, I said it as well on my stories, right? I have done Slimming World, Uni Slim, Keto.
I've been there, wore the t-shirt.
Cabbage soup. All the diets, right? I've gone to groups and I've bought the magazines, I've bought the bars, I've bought the cookbooks.
Oh, the whole thing.
When I think of the money that we have wasted.
On gimmicks,
on absolute gimmicks. And you go, and you will lose a bit, but then... I personally, with me, I found out I just put the weight back on.
Oh, same, same. I think any diet that comes up with a new language is totally bullshit. Mind you, anything that calls a food a sin or a point or a fuck off. Food is food. It has calories. It has protein. It has whatever it might be, carbohydrate, fat and sugars and all the rest. Just call it what it is. I think any diet actually that invents a new language is a total spoof. Like that's as I would review them all now. If they're using make yuppie language, in the bin. Gone. Yeah. Don't even entertain it. Like I never
but I
would
think,
ever again.
Being realistic, the safest and the best way to do it, like obviously I'm not a fucking nutritionist or anything like that, but I think it is calorie counting, and I think that's the best way to do it, because you can have what you want, you can monitor your calories, you can have your takeaway without feeling. Because sometimes when I was on different plans, you know, you might go and you'd have a takeaway, and then you feel so guilty after it, and you're going,
riddled
oh my
with the
god,
guilt, and you
I
can go
can't
one of
go.
two ways. Or you go the other way and you binge. Oh, I've wrecked
Binge.
it now.
Yeah,
And you go
and then
wild.
what I do then is I won't go back to the class. And then what I start doing then is I start Googling Slimming World classes in Cork, and I'll go to a different one, because I think,
I've done that.
I'm telling
I've
you, I'm
literally
convinced that
done a
the
tour.
consultant, I'm like convinced that the consultant is looking at her going, look at that fat arse again, now she's after having a takeaway. It's all in your head, like it's
Oh, I know,
just,
I know.
oh no. But it does annoy me when I think of the money over the years I've spent. Audrey, I've joined gyms, paid up front for a year's gym membership, and gone fucking twice. Like, that's criminal.
The gym was never for me. Like I
No.
went to a gym when I was a young one, when I was getting married. And then I think I went to a gym. I remember one Christmas asking Dave for a gym membership. I was like, I really want it.
Excuse me.
And, you know, he was shitting it. He was like, are you sure? Because I really don't want to be that husband that gets away with gym membership. I was like, no, I want it. And I went over to the gym once by myself. I hadn't a clue what Anthem was. I was too embarrassed to ask anyone anything. I got really self-conscious that I was using the stuff wrong, that everyone was laughing at me. They weren't, like, but this is just all in my own head. I got really conscious about what you wear. I mean, I got so stupidly paranoid and self-conscious that I never went back ever again. It was a total waste of money, like, so.
And that was a while back, right? But if you think now, people are posting on social media when they're in the
I
gym,
know,
and that
I
this it
know.
bugs the shite out of me. I'm like, would you get off your phone if you're in the gym, right? Just go to the gym, because you could have some poor fucker in the background of your video that doesn't want to be up on Instagram,
That
that is
was
genuinely
me,
trying.
that was paranoid as it was, or self-conscious, and
But
next
no,
thing you
I
put
don't
them up
like
on
that.
Instagram. No,
No, and I
all I do
don't see why
now,
you need to do, I don't, why do you need to be posting that, like, on, like, you could just put up a
oh,
post and say, oh, I'm just out of the gym. Why do you have to post yourself doing the do you know what I mean? Like, it's
it's
just
for the likes and the
for
shares,
the
the
likes and the
likes
shares
and
and
the
the
shares,
posery. I
that's
know,
it, like,
I know, I know.
yeah,
Yeah,
no,
but
I
what I
think
will
my.
say about feckin' January, and just for anyone, like, I know now we're going on, like, come here, we're going on about calorie counting and what body slims and what we're doing. But I will say this is something that we have been doing all of last year as
Offer,
well. So it's
yeah,
like
pretty much.
we're not coming up with any new plans or anything like this. And it's something that works for us. And I'm genuinely just sharing like what worked, what is working for me. But I
Yeah.
know people can tune into Instagram and be like, oh Jesus, will they ever shag off? Not us, but in general, because everyone's story seems to be about diets and
Oh,
plans
stop it.
lately.
I walked into Penny's and I'm a Penny's addict. I love Penny's. I walk into Penny's and the first thing that hit me was all those bloody rubber bands, and the rubber band didn't hit me. All the exercise stuff, the
Oh
dumbbells, the
yeah.
skip ropes. Ugh, allergic, allergic. I shouldn't have to walk in and be met with that. I was triggered.
Yeah.
I was
Oh,
like,
come
nope,
here. Do you know as
not
well what
today.
I'm a fecker for, right? So remember I told you I was going to start a new year and I was going to start journaling, right? I swear to
Oh,
God, I went
no.
into Mr. Price, right? I bought notebook,
Oh, you're so. I do
wellness
all this.
journal,
I'm sitting here with it,
new
my
pocket
get up
pad,
and go,
my
busy woman
money
diary.
organizer for the year. I
Hang
swear to
on, no, I'll
God.
do you one better. I then also order all the stickers.
Ooh.
I get all the stickers for like all the different events. Like, look at all the little cash
Oh,
for
I
your
like them.
paydays. I get like love hearts and holidays, little airplanes for when you're going on vacation. I
Oh, I love
love that.
stationery. I love
Yeah, me too.
stationery so
I
much,
used to
like.
love going back to school. I firmly think I did a master's just so I could buy new stationery and a school bag like a few
Yeah.
years ago,
Yeah.
because I was so jealous of like
Yeah.
everybody else getting all their gear
Oh,
together,
I
and
love
I
it.
love all that. Like,
But
yeah, I
I'm
do.
gas. Like, I started this like New Year's Eve. I was like, do you know what? Now people go on about journaling and all this, and I'm going to start doing that. Right? The notebook is empty. Like, I haven't even started doing anything. Or, but
Oh,
like
I
the
do.
positive mindset is there. I am trying to be a more positive person, like, and you know, doing my affirmations and all that shit. Like,
Do
you
you do your thank yous or your gratitudes? Do you do them?
know, like in my head, like I haven't. I wrote about once.
Well, if I'm ever stuck, so you know, if I'm sitting there with my lovely little notebook and my pen and I'm like, I don't know what to write, I just start writing down the thank yous. So usually I start with things I have already that I'm thankful for. So it could be anything like, thank you for my home, thank you for my husband, thank you for my child, thank you for whatever it is. And then I as I move down the list, I start to thank for things that I hope to have. Like, so I thank for them as though I already have them. And I just have pages and pages and pages of thank you. But I swear to God, you do actually feel better at the end of the list, because you're looking at it going, oh, in fairness, I do have a lot to be thankful for. And I do have a lot that I'm working towards. And so whenever I have writer's block, I just launch into the thank yous. And that usually gets me over the writer's
block. That's good.
And
that's a good tip. Because I was going to ask it, because I've never done any of this before, writing out stuff or anything like that. And if I'm being honest, I thought it was a bit flaky. If I'm being totally honest, I was like, ah, sure, look, there's your one there now is, you know, rubbing crystals and all this. Like, but what harm can it do? Do you know what I mean?
Any harm.
And if it changes your mindset and puts you in a more positive kind of space, because I'm a bit of a negative Nelly. Like, I'll be honest, I don't always look on the bright side of life. I'm a pessimist, like, and I'm trying to change that. So this is my year now to try and, lads, if you see me now coming on here with crystals or something next week, like, just slap me back to reality. But do you know what? What harm can it do?
I have that, like, on the third day she rose again thing. Like, if I find myself and a few days have gone by and I'm really going into a dark one, or I'm really going into a bad place, that's when I'll definitely get out the pen and paper. And even though I hate everyone, like, there's days there where I'm like, I hate everybody in the world. I hate everything. And I'm like, just do it. Like, just write down the thank yous, because they can change your mood. Because as they start to flow, like, you might be struggling at the beginning and go, thank you for my job, when everybody in work is driving you mental. You're like, thank you for my job. But by the end of the list, you're like, oh no, there's a lot on there. I can't deny that I've a lot to be very grateful for, like that. You know, and it does actually change a mood. It helps. So I don't like to fester for too long. Now, I do like to hold a good grudge. We've spoken about the Book of Bastards. That's different. This is about when I feel myself going into that dark space. And look, last year was a very challenging year, I think, for both of us, and different for different reasons. But this is where the thank yous always kind of help to pull me back out of a funk again. Yeah. So if you're ever stuck, you've writer's block, you don't know whether to start with dear diary or like dear journal, and you don't know what to do, just literally write down thank you, write down the word thank you, and then go thank you for, and write what comes first. So probably Charlie, you'd be like, thank you for my son, thank you for, and you'll find it kind of set to come easier as
I actually really like that. And I think when you look back on your page there now, and you're looking at the things, and you might go, do you know what, things aren't actually kind of
that is what happens,
you seem, because like, as you said, there was a kind of a shitty year last year, like, and it's very hard to pull yourself out of a funk. I know you have the 3 days thing. I don't. Yeah. I could wallow for 3 months, like, but you'd never know, because, like, you know, I'm a great show woman. Like, I could pretend that everything is hunky dory, like, but you're, you know, pissed off generally, like. But do you know what? I'm going to try to snap out of things and do the positive mindset, do the feckin' journaling, doing the what's the other thing? The affirmations, what you're grateful for, and the thank yous. No, I appreciate yous. That, man, because that's a really good one. Because some days there, when I was thinking about affirmations, I was going, Jesus, where do I start? Like,
where do you begin? What are they? What does it mean? You want it just totally simplified, like, just. But if you're just writing down, like, thank you for, and it could even be thank you for the podcast, because I think we both entered into this podcast when we were at a rough time, and it gave us a little project of focus. It was gave us something that was kind of uplifting and new and exciting. So thank you for opportunity. Thank you for, you know, like, any opportunity that kind of is coming our way. We both decided somewhere during the year that we were going to start saying yes to things, and good things have happened since then. So it can be that, just that simple. Thank you for opportunities. Yeah. Thank you for whatever, whatever it might be.
And hopefully now 2024 is going to be a good year as well.
Hopefully. Fingers crossed.
So now,
so that's us. Jesus, we're on the ball now today, Lauren. This is a good. We're kicking off 2024 like women on a mission.
So, like, forget your Blue Monday, right? There's no Blue Monday here, right? We're going to
everybody get your pen and paper out and start writing down thank you. And on your thank yous, right? Thank you for the opportunity to see Lorna and Audrey live in a podcast on the 10th of March. And put that on your list. Thank you. €20 bargain basement prices, and we'll have the great crack. It's going to be a great girls' day out. We're going to have a lot of fun. So when you're writing your list, make sure you put that.
Yeah, I'm actually very excited about this now. Like, very excited, because it's us stepping out of our comfort zone as well, isn't it? But then again, if you don't challenge yourself,
Exactly.
You know, we could be sitting here for ages going, oh, I'd love to kind of, you know, make something of the podcast, or I'd love to, but I just don't have the confidence, blah, blah.
You're just limiting yourself. Yeah. I do it all the time. Like, you're putting your own limits on yourself. Nobody's putting those limits on you. Like, so no, this is going to be a good year for us. We're going to push ourselves out of comfort zones. We're going to do things that we haven't done before, and we're going to rock the shit out of it. That's what we're going to do.
Yeah. Come on. Oh, I'm usually good to the old motivational speaking. Come here to me. So on the latest celebrity news now, right? So we have Dancing with the Stars. I think that's starting. Is it tonight or tomorrow night? That's starting.
I think it's starting. Last night.
Oh, did it start? Last night. And but is there anything else you're watching on television or social
can
media?
We just, I know it feels like it was ages ago already, and I won't go on too long, but absolutely EastEnders nailed the Christmas episode. Did you watch it? Don't tell me you didn't watch
it. I did, but like, I don't watch EastEnders all the time, and I think with EastEnders you kind of dip in and out, right? It was good.
Oh, it was good. We were screaming in our house. Like, we were screaming at the TV. And I was in my mom's house, like, old tick, old red brick houses. We screamed and we could hear the next door neighbor screaming at the same time. Like, it was good. I knew there was going to be a twist. And it was, we enjoyed it. Like, so
yeah.
I think Carnation
but
Street
it kind of got a bit,
dogs.
It kind of got a bit, you know, exaggerated then towards the end. Like, I mean, poor Keanu there was buried over in the calf, like, wasn't he?
I'm convinced he's still alive, you know.
But
I think
come here,
go
I saw a trailer
ground.
Today on Facebook, and apparently the workers are going in now to the cafe, and they're thinking now there's all in the, if you go into the comments, like, because the comments are the best part of Facebook, and there's people going, I bet you he's still alive, he's not there.
I think he's still alive. I think they'll dig it up
arrested,
and there'll be nobody.
They're saying your man Rocky got rid of the body for Cathy. That was another theory. Yeah, and he's gone to jail now and all, so yeah. But I don't know. And what's the story with your man Nish? Because I watched it like maybe.
Nish is a horrible bollocks.
Waking up now? Because last time I thought, now he was still in hospital.
Oh, he wasn't awake the last episode I saw.
Having a grand old rest for himself.
Yeah, he's having a nice little rest. No, and I tell you what, Sookie was such a baddie. She was so good. One thing I don't get about also, so I don't know why they do this. They always have, and if you remember, especially EastEnders, so Linda has had a good few Christmas storylines. Do you remember the storyline where Keanu actually was supposed to be shot? Where Martin Fowler was supposed to shoot him and then he didn't. And Linda was rocking around the place drunk in her Santa outfit and her big 6-inch heels. So she rocked them heels, locked drunk the whole episode. She was in those whopper heels. Then the next year, she was out on the cliff with Janine going into the water, and she crawls out of the water in the dress and the big heels. And in this Christmas episode, you've Sookie running down the road, you've Stacey and Denise carrying bodies and tarpaulin and everything, all in their whopper heels.
And not a bother on them, not a bother.
At what point would any of them even just kick off the shoes and go barefoot? Yeah. Like, surely.
Not a drop of sweat off him. If that was me, if I had to lift a bag of potatoes, not to mind the body, the sweat would be pumping out of me. Like,
I hear. I'd have to say, give me a minute now. I have to whip off me.
Yeah, my back.
I'd have to take my bra off, take the shoes off. Like,
put on the leggings,
I'd be like, glad you're going to have to wait, like, get me house coat on here. Hang on a minute. Like,
Audrey.
And it was like,
Audrey.
A house coat? Are we back
to
dressing
down? Don't call it a house coat. Do you call it a house coat?
I know we've had this conversation before. It's a house coat, and I won't hear any difference.
Sorry.
And if you're from Coolock, it's a gaff jacket.
It's a what?
A gaff jacket.
Stop it. A gaff jacket. Jesus Christ. Come here to me. Another thing that I'm obsessed with, another one. Gypsy Rose Blanchard. Are you following her?
Okay.
Come here.
Really, really weird.
She's
turned it out.
That's a fake page. That's a fake page.
Was it fake?
Yeah, that's a fake page.
I'm thinking, how the hell did she do that? Like, she's only been out 5 minutes.
Come here. You know, in America, they have like they've set them up in like little houses for their conjugal visits and all this.
But they were they're not married. Do you get them even if you're not married?
They got married when she was in prison.
Oh.
Yeah, so she's
so
married.
So she could be pregnant.
She could be, like, but I don't think she is. Oh, God, I hope. Yeah, I think that was a fake page. I saw that yesterday, I think.
Let's double check that.
But it's a bit strange, like, isn't it? Because she's turned into this instant celebrity. And I know what happened to her was awful as well. But at the end of the day, like, she still conspired to kill a person. Like, do you know what I mean?
She's actually, this is the weird thing. Do they give classes in social media in prison? Because I've been watching her and she's really bloody good. Like, she's pure pro. Like, she's delivering, like, nearly sponsored and collab content. Like, like it's just rolling off her. She's answering questions as though she's being pure skilled and she's had media training. Like I'm watching her going, how is she so good?
I think she has had access to the internet though in prison.
She must have had, like she's on the ball.
How long is she in prison? 10 years or something? How would she even know how to use Instagram?
She got 10, she served 8. Oh look, I watched her being interviewed and she was so good and she deflected questions, but so sweetly. She has that really sweet little baby girl voice. And I was watching her going, wow, how is she so pro at this? So she must have had media training and she must have an agent. Like, it's so bizarre.
Career,
like,
she has, without a doubt. And your man as well, I don't know, like it's very convenient now she's out and she's married to this fella and he lost his job apparently for being involved with her and everything. So I don't know. Is it just... but at the end of the day, I'm going, someone asked her about the boyfriend that killed her mother and they were like, you know, have you any concerns for him or anything? And she was like, oh, you know, I can't speak about that, he's on his own journey and all this thing. Going,
his own journey, he's not going anywhere,
he's in prison, he's grand for you, no, you're out, like, but at the end of the day she's still conspired.
I know
her mother was an evil bitch, right, but she still conspired to kill someone. But the world is like, yay, go gypsy, you're free, blah, blah, blah.
It's very strange. And when she was in prison, she had 250 plus offers of marriage while she was in prison. Who are these head cases? Like women and men that write to prisoners wanting to get married and wanting to go on dates. And like, that's so weird.
You hear that a lot in America, like, you know, the prisoners, like they'd be writing to prisoners and they go off and get married. Like there's love after lockup. Do you ever see that on one of those TLC channels? They're just mad. Like, can you imagine now writing to some fucker up in Mountjoy and going up to marry him, like, just...
But especially when they're, like, murderers and rapists and all sorts, and then these crowd are writing to them, and, like, it's just
strange. But again, I'm fascinated by her, though. I can't take my eyes off her. Like, every time she posts a video, I'm like, but it's her, you're right, it's on her voice, she's so sweet, you know, and you'd be like, oh, she, God, help us. But then you go, but at the same time, too, like, she did conspire to kill her mother, like.
Well, that, and she just spent 8 years in a federal prison. Like, she wasn't in kindergarten. Like, she has to have seen things. She has to have experienced things. That she can't be this, like, protected, naive, innocent person with the sweet voice. Now, I'm not saying I'm not invested in the story, because I am. But I'm going, how? She has had some serious training, and she definitely has an agent. And she's been just put out on the stage like a pure pro. She's, like, pro prisoner. Like, she's, like, out there and being wheeled around the celebrity circuit. Like, if it was me or you, we'd be tripping up over our own words. Yeah. Like, she's just so articulate. She's well trained.
And she's so like, she's going on about, oh, he's my man and all this, like, and like snogging the face off your man and all. I'm like, I don't know, like, it's a bit strange. Like, but even that new documentary now that she came out with, like, I think her dad and her stepmother and stepsister and all, like, they're all in it. And I'm going, where were they when all this was happening? Like,
I wondered that as well, but it seems as if the mother managed to completely isolate her away from the father. She kept moving, and she twisted the young one's brain against her dad as well. She was telling her all sorts, like, he doesn't love you, he doesn't love us, he doesn't want anything to do with us. Like, she did a number on her there, and she managed to just keep moving to evade the father. So I think that when she was a kid, she was completely isolated and ostracized away from them. Like,
I know her mother was completely cruel. Like, my God. The surgery and everything put her through, ripping the teeth out of her head. And, oh my God. But you'd wonder, like, psychologically, how do you recover from that? Like, she's an adult now and she must be thinking back on her childhood and what happened. And I don't know.
She didn't even know for a time there what age she was because there was falsified documents. Yeah. And the medication tablet, they showed, like, the house was a tip. It was like always stuff everywhere. It was all filthy and rubbish. But when you got to the medicine cabinet, it was as if you're walking into a pharmacist. Like, everything was labeled, itemized. So it's a very strange setup for that girl. So look, I'm fascinated by it. Actually, though, speaking of documentaries, there's a documentary coming out about pennies, and I can't wait to watch it.
When's that?
There's a behind the scenes pennies documentary. Like, who doesn't want to know
everything what goes on in pennies?
In pennies, like, because I do. I want to be. I'm here for that. Like,
I love pennies. Even when we were in Portugal, there was the pennies in the shopping center, and I was like, oh, have to go to pennies. Like, I didn't have to go to pennies, but I ended up having to go to pennies. But so that's the way we are.
Do you remember in lockdown when we couldn't get to Penny's and then there was like tickets online and I was like a lunatic for a friend. I wasn't long out of the hospital. I think I'd only got out of the hospital in April, the end of April, and these Penny's tickets went out in May and I was sitting there refreshing like a lunatic, hopping around Penny's, getting in the queue to go to Mary Street to go in and get me a little slot to go into Penny's. I was so excited.
You know what? When you think back when you say that it time, now, like madness, isn't it?
Lunacy.
But doesn't it give you the shivers to think that at a time like that? Do you remember when you think back to 2020 and what we went through? Like, isn't it
genuinely
bloody horrific?
Queued up to get tickets to go to Mass on Christmas Day 2020. What? And when I got them, they were like tickets to the All-Ireland final. Like, people were going mad. You know, it was like GAA. You know the way you'd have your regulars and there's always some blow-in that managed to get tickets to the final? But that was us. Don't go to Mass one end of the year to the other. Yeah, but we got our four tickets to Mass. Yeah. Rocked in there in our best, our finest gear. Put me child up.
That must have been just Dublin, was it? I don't think we had to get tickets.
We had to get tickets. It was a sold out event. Yeah.
Mass wouldn't be my first port to call, like, but still, like,
I was dead nuts to do it for Hugh for his first Christmas. I really wanted to go to Mass on Christmas Day. And we got the tickets, and there was the regulars that were feckin' raging that the blow-ins like us that wouldn't go to Mass on a typical Sunday. All sitting there with our me ringlets and me big face mask and I was fucking nuts.
And your big Santy face mask, Oh, it was horrific. God. I still remember going into a shop at the start of 2023 when people started wearing masks. And I got such a fright when I saw people wearing masks. And
it
gave me such a fright. And I was like, and then it just became so normal. And
I had like dinosaur face masks, love heart face. Like, I got Valentine's once and Christmas once. I started to team my face mask to whatever was coming up. Like, it actually nuts.
It was horrific, really, wasn't it? And now, come here, if we're being honest now, like, people now, I'd say, aren't even testing for COVID anymore. They're just people walking around riddled with it.
In an airport, you'll still see, because you have a lot of tourists and stuff like that, you do see a lot of mask wearing in the airport. But then I kind of missed them for a while because they did a grand old job of hiding the extra expressions.
Or you could be like, you know, telling people to off under the mask.
Oh, stop. But you remember sitting in waiting rooms or whatever, you'd have the mask on and your eyes would be it was so hot and so awful. But
God help you if you wore glasses as well. It must have been so hard, Oh, Jesus.
Steamed up your glasses.
Oh, it was horrific time when you think back on it. Jesus Christ. And, you'd wonder.
Actually, we best leave that because the PTSD is creeping back in.
And there'll be someone anyway be like, oh, she's all made up. It's all made up. So we'll just leave that
whether
there.
Whether it was or wasn't, we still all lived through an incredibly mental time. So.
Thank God.
We all need our PTSD. We survived. I don't mean we survived COVID. I mean, we survived the pandemic without losing our marbles altogether. Yeah. Like, we should get badges for that. Like, there should be some kind of achievement award.
A doubt. But anyway, forget about the bad news of COVID and all. So we will put up on our Instagram page about the giveaway we'll give away four tickets, Four tickets.
Yes, a lovely table for you and your pals. Come and see us and we'll enjoy the day. Now, we're on the afternoon, but sure, look, we'll be knocking around the place. We want to have a bit of crack with you. So,
Because, you know, like, I go to bed at 7:30, like, so, you know, I have to be home.
I'm an early one,
like, do you know? So, look, thanks for listening. And we will be back again next week. And we thank you for listening to the first episode of the year. And hopefully,
2024.
Happy New Year. So we'll see you next week. All right.
Okay. Take it easy. Bye.